Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. Sometimes we tell your embarrassing stories. It's embarrassing all around. We're here to bring laughter and levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate. Let's turn
Beat Red. How was your week? I beat you every time. It's almost unfair.
You actually really did. I feel like this is the Wild West. I'm just dead. I didn't even jump at it.
Your eyes just glazed over. I know. And you were like, wait, what? Every time I forget that's part of the segment. Every single time.
I do. It's like the first time every time. Well, so I'm about to go get a crown on my, I got a root canal. So that's terrible.
Why was
right?
I picturing a princess crown when you said that? I was like, you're going to get a tiara? You're going to get a little crown? Yeah. I love that.
Oh, let's bring those back.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
I'm in. Pick up my son at preschool with a tiara on. They're like, great. So I'm about to go get this crown, and that's not the story. But what is the story is that as I was getting root canal, I came up with... And, like, this is a hot take, okay? It's my own opinion that it's the most genius John Wick impression. But it's John Wick with a needing a root canal. Do you want to hear
it? Okay. Yeah.
So everyone listening, you just picture John Wick, right? He's, like, holding his cheek, okay? He's, like, his legs dragging behind him because he's had a rough day. And he's, like, heading towards the dentist, like, laboring towards the dentist. And he just goes, oh, this hurts so much.
That's it. Is this the time to tell you I've never seen one John Wick before?
You have to watch one.
Is that Keanu Reeves,
yes,
right?
You have
and
to
then,
watch.
But now isn't it like, what's his name from The Office? Doesn't he do it? Or no, that's something else.
Oh. No. You mean Jim Better Call Saul Office? Guy?
Jim from The Office, doesn't he do John Wick now, or he does one of the other ones?
No, John Wick is always going to be Keanu Reeves.
It's Keanu Reeves forever.
Yeah. You need to watch one because there's a gun scene where they're riding horses through Central Park and he's like shooting underneath the horse's belly. It's so ridiculous.
Never seen it, not one time.
I think
never
you would enjoy it.
So I can't really say if you nailed that or not, but I'm going to say you did. Because I have faith in you, and I believe you, and I'm sure that our audience has seen John Wick.
Okay, okay. So
I'm in the minority
there. It's Keanu Reeves in Point Break. Point Doom? Point Break? Point Break.
Point Break. He was in Point Break.
Okay, imagine Keanu Reeves in Point Break. You saw that movie, right?
Yes.
He's running towards the water. He has a root. He needs a root canal. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Running
so
towards
it's just
the
a Keanu Reeves
he's
impression. It's not a
he's dragging his leg because he had caught a really gnarly wave earlier, and he's just like getting there, and he just goes, "Oh, this really hurts."
I think that was Bill and Ted. I think you're doing Bill and Ted.
No, you gotta go down. That's my Keanu. I think I nail it. Okay,
that so. Was spot on.
How was
fantastic.
Your week?
What have you been watching? Anything good?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
I haven't watched anything. Like, I feel like I've barely... I mean, it's always just TikTok and catching up. But, yeah, I haven't watched any shows. I've been relearning my hometown as an adult, which is really fascinating.
That's awesome.
Ran into a friend that I have known since, like, elementary school and high school. He's my prom date. Ran into him at a Rofo.
What?
At the old Rofo.
What's a Rofo?
Gas station. Royal Farms. Called
okay.
The Rofo around here.
You ran into your prom just, date?
That was just random. Yeah, but he's like a friend of mine. Like we went to prom together because my boyfriend at the time was in college.
That's right. Okay.
But yeah, he's a friend that I haven't seen in like, oh my God, probably 20 years. Like it's just so random. But it goes to show like what, this town's not that small, but it's small, you know?
Yeah.
Just random. So random. And I've been trying out good foods around here. I found a good wing place. Gotta have a good wing place. We're finding like a lot of... honestly, like some really good food over here.
Yes.
Which I was we're both very surprised by because LA, we feel like has the best food like in the country. But
it's
like
so
there's, you know, you have to go a lot further to get to it. Whereas here we're like, you know, where we were in LA and North LA, like we would, you know, there wasn't as many options. I feel like we're finding a lot of really good stuff. I got to be honest, we're finding a lot of good stuff out here. So,
well, I mean, there's no doubt. That's so great. And you said there was great vintage shopping. There's, you know, you're discovering
there's
all that.
Amazing vintage shopping. I've just like set my radius to like 3 hours and I can find, you know, whether it's Philadelphia or DC or Virginia, like there's a ton of stuff, a ton. So that I'm very excited about too, because it's not oversaturated like the LA market where it's a bunch of resellers, you know?
Right.
So it's like there's a lot of good, cheap vintage and antique. So that I'm very excited about.
That is really cool because you do know your stuff. And so you can just gather, you know, the value of something and buy it and then walk away laughing because you scored, right? Because if someone drops something off and they're like, oh, this is my grandma's, but, you know, here you are, Goodwill. But you see that and you're like, that is six worth $6,000. That is a early Picasso. I don't know. I can't pull anything out.
I have not found a Picasso yet, but it has been very exciting. And I've gotten ghosted, though, by two sellers. I'm like, what's going on here? Because I'm very like, hey, I can come pick it up tomorrow. Like, just let me know. Like, what time? Blah, blah, blah. And they're reading the messages and not responding. And that's happened with two different sellers here, which is really weird. I'm like, that's bizarre. That doesn't usually happen. Like, usually people, when they post an item and they're not like a fake person, they want to sell the item.
Yeah.
So not really like, sure what's going on with that whole situation over here. But yeah, I've been ghosted by two sellers now, which is
maybe
annoying,
it's but like when people don't turn their turn signal on, like they've already sold it, but they just don't mention it. They're just sort of like, oh yeah, it's gone. Well,
that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, that they sold it. But I'm like, why do they keep reading the message? Why don't they just either say it sold or just, you don't even have to talk to me, just mark it sold. And
yeah,
then I won't bother sold. You.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It's
yeah.
bizarre.
I don't like that.
You weren't meant to
I don't
have
like
those.
It. I hate it.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
But yeah, right now I'm really trying to get this freaking rabbit painting and this woman is like just not responding, but she's reading my messages and I'm so confused.
What do
so
you do? Are you getting progressively more angry? Are you like, dude, I saw you just read my message.
What the fuck? Yeah. I wrote on the last one now. I wrote, hi, I love this. Can I pick it up tomorrow? Reads it. Nothing. Hi, is it still available for, can I pick it up tomorrow? This is like 3 days later. Reads it. Nothing. Today. Please let me know if there's a time that works best for you. Read it? Nothing.
Nothing.
Like, it's still available. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, what? Yeah. Do I just get more aggressive? Do I just say, bitch, I see you reading my messages.
You do.
And not replying.
I
and
don't know.
What is good? Yeah. Cause I'm kind of like, if I'm not going to get anyway, I feel like being a dick and being aggressive.
But then there's just like
common
you.
Courtesy. Why are you not responding? It's so rude. Like, yeah. I see that you're reading the messages. It's so rude. It drives me crazy. It's just like common courtesy. Just tell me it's sold or be like, you know. Whatever. I don't know. People suck sometimes. Anyway, that's that. Let's get into some stories.
Let's do it. Okay, you're going to kick us off?
I'm kicking us off. Okay, my first story comes from Cora, and Christy writes, my mom, a friend of hers, Michael, and I went shopping one day to the outlets. I was in my late 20s at the time. We picked up some clothes here and there, put them in the car, and drove on to the next outlet mall. I'm like, that sounds like my perfect day.
I love that
it so much. I miss the days of like early 20s, like being, or like teens, like being with my mom shopping at the outlet malls. Like that was the best feeling in the world. And you stop and you get some pizza and you keep going.
Oh,
miss it. Anyway, I spotted a Perfumania, which goes to tell you, because I don't even think those exist anymore. And I was eager to look for my favorite scent that seemed hard to find lately. So Michael says he's getting some ice cream, and Mom and I go into the perfume store. Once I got inside, I let out a silent puffer of a fart.
Puffer?
Puffer. That's so terrible. Just a little poot.
Yeah.
I was in the back corner of the small store. I became immediately aware of how deadly it was, but I hoped that no one would notice.
Oh, no.
We were waiting in line, and I stepped towards the counter. Mom, in all of her preppy regalia, like picture this, I'm dying, Bermuda shorts, topsiders, and a polo shirt, looks. She Perfect. Looks at me and silently mouths, did you just fart? I neither confirmed nor denied, Leave but the once. Look in my eyes was all she needed. Just then we're asked, can I help you?
Oh, God.
As I ask for my scent, my mom is starting to turn green and she starts to giggle. They didn't have my perfume, luckily, so we made a hasty retreat from the store, and my mom is really laughing now, telling me I have to pee. There was a restroom right around the corner. But it was not close enough. As Mom began to laugh hysterically, she starts to pee. Gallons of pee as she's waddling towards the restroom in her outfit, which I'm dying, her like perfect little outfit. By the time we got inside of the bathroom, her shorts were soaked and her shoes were full of pee.
Oh,
she stripped God. In the stall and told me to go get the shorts she just bought out of the car and to buy her some underwear. I had to find God. Michael, who had the keys to the car, and explain to him that Mom had peed her pants and I need to get her shorts. Of course, he had to ask what happened, and I had to fess up to farting in the store.
Farting in a perfume store. You think that, like, it would get covered up right away.
She de-perfumed it. So I got the shorts, I bought new underwear, and I went back to the restroom. As mom changed her clothes, she handed me her shoes. I turned on the air dryer and got to work drying them out. Oh. Should have bought some shoes, too, while you were there. Several ladies came and went during that time. No one asked me what I was doing, thank goodness. So that's the day I farted in the perfume store and my mom peed her pants.
I love it so much. I do. That's such a good, I love that. That's funny.
I love that her mom started laughing so hard that she got embarrassed in Peter's
gallons of pee. Oh, God.
Gallons of pee.
That's great. Oh, so that's cute. So great. I've never seen my mom pee
so wholesome
in front of me, but my son definitely will see that. Okay, this is from Anonymous on Reddit, and they write, I was shooting pool in my old neighborhood bar after a few years away. Didn't have much money, so I offered to buy myself and the guy I was playing with a beer if he covered the tip. Walk up to the bartender, attractive. She had recently started her shift, ordered, but she was being a little sour. The guy I was with asked her what her deal was. Apparently, the guy I was with knew the bartender and her boyfriend, invited her boyfriend out to ride dirt bikes, and then threatened to kill him if he didn't break up with her and leave town.
Oh my God.
Okay, so just to recap, he's playing pool with this guy. He's like, hey, I'll buy you a beer if you cover the tip. They're like, sure, let's head to the bar. They saddle up. The guy is like, what's your deal to this bartender? But he already knows what her deal is because he invited her boyfriend out to go dirt biking and then threatened to kill him if he didn't break up with her and leave town.
So because, like, he wanted her?
Because he wanted her. And he
that
goes,
psycho.
She tells me, he looks at me like, I'm supposed to do something. And I'm like, she tells him the story. And then the guy turns and is like, oh, you still gonna buy me a beer? Like, and then he says, like, fuck this, you're crazy. And the guy looks at him and then he looks at me like I'm being dramatic and says, so that's a no on the beer? Did you get it?
That is a crazy story.
It's just so random.
It's,
you know,
so random.
How do you, that guy
must This is
have,
a high school friend of his?
No, he's just shooting pool in his old neighborhood, but he's been gone a few
years. Oh, so he doesn't know this person, or mm-hmm. he knows this person?
No, he doesn't know the person.
This is a stranger.
A stranger. But the stranger's shooting pool in a place where he threatened the life of the bartender's boyfriend.
But obviously he's a stalker. He's like shooting pool there and he's obsessed with her. She's
and he's like, what's your deal? It's like, whoa, you know what my deal is. Like, get out of here.
Creepo.
Creepo.
Lots of creepos out there. Okay, my next story comes from Quora, and Natalie Baptiste writes, so my coworker asked me out at the restaurant that we worked at together. I was a weirdo vegan art student, and he was a big buff engineer of a few words. I was really surprised, but I looked at his arms and remember thinking, I bet he could do a fireman's carry. And that was the logic that decided it for me.
Just carry like this out of the smoke? Is that a fireman's carry?
I guess okay. So.
Great.
We met up after work at a burger joint that made vegan food. I was late, apologetic, and ordered a portobello mushroom burger. So good, all marinated in balsamic vinegar and basil, and he didn't order anything. Instead, he sat across from me at this tiny steel table, and the first thing he said is that he hated mushrooms. They disgusted him as I sat down with my burger.
Great.
He's not eating, and he's like, what you're eating is gross to me.
I'm disgusted. Enjoy it.
I ate my burger as carefully as one can eat a dripping gray sandwich, and he drank 3 5-hour energy drinks.
Okay, that's a red flag.
That's intense.
That's a red flag. That guy's kidneys are going to explode.
I learned he was an engineer, got off work around 9 every day, programmed and built computers until 11, and ritualistically spent about 4 hours a day lifting weights, 5-hour energies, ensured he could do this all night while no one was at the gym. Does this guy sleep? He's just like powered by 5-hour energies all the time. Oh. He's on like 24-hour energy. I nodded. What a good plan. After that, he didn't really say anything. He just giggled hysterically in a high-pitched giggle every time I said anything. I decided to take that as an opportunity to just say whatever I wanted. Eventually, I was just having a one-sided discussion with myself about the sensuality of color theory. I love it. She's just talking on. She's like, this guy's a freak.
Like,
I don't
blue
care.
Blue is so sensual. And then all he's doing is just high-pitched.
He's high-pitched giggling.
Giggling. That is so annoying.
It sounds like a cartoon character. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. pretty.
I didn't want to be weird because we did work together, so I agreed to watch a movie platonically as possible. Saw some uplifting Apocalypse Now. Midway through, switched to Snakes on a Plane to lighten the mood. He just giggled, grinned, and I wanted to stay friends, but I knew he was nervous and would never talk back, so I just said goodnight at 10 p.m. When I got home, my mom asked me how my date went, and I said, oh, it was okay. And then she gasped and said, what happened to your teeth? My teeth? I ran upstairs to look in the mirror. There was the hugest piece of mushroom covering two of my teeth to the right of my front tooth. It looked like my teeth were knocked out because it was black. Apparently, that was totally fine with him. He asked me out the next day.
This guy, was that why he was giggling?
That's why he was giggling, because he was looking at her and she looked like she had black teeth because the mushroom was covering, but he never told her the entire night and let her just keep talking to him.
And didn't respond. It just kept laughing at that mushroom in her mouth.
He just stared at her face like he's just like, keep talking. This is so great. This is gold. And just kept laughing at her with her mushroom blacked out teeth.
I thought it was going to be a lot darker than that. I thought it was going to be like the 5-hour energy drink like caused his brain to explode a little bit. So he just was like couldn't say anything at all ever again. But I'm glad it was something else. I'm glad it was the mushroom over the teeth. That's a good one. That is a good one.
It's so random.
It's so random. If you see something, you gotta say something, right?
See something, say something.
Yes. Okay, this is from Hot Blueberry 7888. And they write, I have IBS. Embarrassing enough, right? So here I am, fresh as fuck to life in America and started a new job. My boss told me the washrooms in the hallway were for number twos. I feigned disgust as a woman. So there I am, alone at work, week two. My IBS kicks off big time, and when I have an IBS issue, it's instant. I panic. I run to the washrooms in the hallway and obviously drop it like it's hot in the toilet. Gross. I then flush the toilet and realize these are not European regular toilets. These motherfucking toilets are shallow as fuck. The excess flushing mixed with diarrhea rises and rises in the bowl until it comes out over the bowl and my shit and water floods the entire washroom. And the while, I am now standing on the toilet seat.
Horrible.
As shit goes everywhere. I calmly walk back into the office in a state of shock and panic and go to get the mop at the back of the office when the cleaner arrives and I can hear her screaming, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then, of course, being a shitty person, I had to pretend I didn't know what was wrong. And she asked me if someone had used the washroom in the hallway. And I was like, sorry, I'm new. I didn't know there were toilets in the hallway. SOS.
Meanwhile, she's like, you literally have your shoes are poo soaked. She's like, you have poo soaked shoes.
Like poop.
Your white Keds are now brown. I'm on to you. Keds.
I'm going to hell. Carmen, if you're reading this, I'm really sorry. I am the most embarrassing moment I've witnessed. I like the way she ended that. I'm the most embarrassing moment I witnessed. It's pretty
great. That's rough. That's scary.
It's bad. I would have done the same thing.
Well, yeah. What are you going to do? Be like, it was me. I shit everywhere. Here.
What is this office even? What day is it?
I'm new. There's bathrooms. What?
I don't even ever need to use the bathroom.
You got to get done with it.
You do.
Okay. My next story comes from Quora, and Raylan J. Hardy writes, there I was, 10 years old, enrolled in a summer program at the zoo. I had started my period a few months prior, and I was in and out of seeing multiple doctors for why I was bleeding so heavily and why it wouldn't stop. I was like, oh, poor baby, at freaking 10.
Sucks.
Doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, and considering I bled so much, I either had to change my pad every half hour or line my underwear with pads. Honestly, I should have been wearing adult diapers. I faced a lot of trauma at this age, a lot. I had pelvic exams by strange doctors, strange men. I had blood drawn multiple times a month. Over and over, I had to listen to doctors tell my parents they had no idea what was wrong with me. Most of them were surprised I wasn't anemic, considering the amount of blood I was losing daily.
Ugh.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
So I'm at the zoo playing with some of the animals, and this girl comes up behind me and says, Rylan pooped her pants, before breaking out in laughter.
I hate that girl. These people, they just don't know. They don't know how to live. they don't know what life is.
Still rings in my ears. I knew instantly that meant I bled through all of my pads, through my underwear, and through my clothes. Aww. Sure enough, there was a giant reddish brown stain on my butt, but I wasn't given any clothes to change into. My older sister, who was in the program with me, let me tie her jacket around my waist, and I was forced to stay for the remainder of the day with that girl and the other kids teasing me for my accident. I wanted to cry. Ever since then, I've been extremely paranoid about shirts not covering my ass. I feel really awkward if my shirt is too short. It's a safety net, I guess. It's funny what stays with you. I was like, oh,
do not worry, sweet, sweetheart. That's so relatable.
And kids also, are so cruel. But the fact that they also thought it was poop and that it's like, but either one is just so, you just let them think it's poop because it's more embarrassing to have a period at 10 is like so sad too, you know?
Yeah.
Just like we've heard that story before where people like lied and said they did poop their pants, remember? Because they didn't want kids to think that. So she put an update in here too. And she said, I found out this year I have PCOS and I had PCOS for the last 17 years. I don't know why it took 17 years to be diagnosed. It says a lot about the medical studies in Hawaii. Because I saw a lot of doctors before I was sick of being treated like a lab rat. I've been on multiple forms of birth control since I was 11. Nothing else will make my period stop, and all forms eventually fail for me. I tried to get a hysterectomy at 25 and was denied because I'm too young to make a decision, even though it's likely I bled more than my doctor and her entire staff combined. Damn. I've been anemic on and off in my 20s, lost a lot of hair both times. I'm currently recovering from anemia, and my hair is growing back. I was like, oh, sweet baby.
Whoa, that's... Wow, that's
a lot to go through.
Yeah, it's a lot to go through. Kids are so mean. That's all I have to say. It's just like, if I am in the principal's office and the principal's like, so your daughter was taunting another girl because she has POCS, and I'm looking at my daughter like, I don't know where you're sleeping tonight. Just kidding. I wouldn't gig her out. But I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Why would you say that? Why can't you be kind?
I know. Draw attention to it and make everybody else laugh too. It's so sad.
Ugh. All right. Well, this is from Reddit and my Gruffalo Grumble Roger. Sorry. I said that wrong. I actually said it wrong. This is from Reddit and my Gruffalo Crumble writes, in high school, we had a big wrestling meet against another school. The gym had bleachers and every class was allowed out to watch the matches. So the gym was packed. One of my best friends had just joined the wrestling team a month earlier or so and was very enthusiastic about it, talking like he had a future in it. His match came up first as the rookie on the team, and everyone watched intently as he grunted and grappled like his life depended on it. His opponent had more experience and managed to pin him down in a leg lock thingy, and he refused to be pinned. He flopped around like a fish, never allowing his opponent a full pin, but unknown to him and apparent to all was his vigorous flopping included his junk falling out of his wrestling uniform.
Oh, no. Wait, how does that even happen? Don't they, like, go down to your knees?
I thought so. I don't. I think it maybe rode up and maybe
his
penis
stuck out.
This
guy have the biggest dick ever. Like, how does that happen? Yeah, because I swear wrestling suits, like, go to your knee, right?
It says he dragged that thing all over the mat and his opponent. Oh, God. And his opponent. So he's, like, wrestling with him. It's like his penis is just all over the place before winning and getting the referee's congratulatory arm pump. Only after he was on his way to the locker room did he notice his penis poking out. He never wrestled again.
Oh,
that was it.
That'll do it for you. I mean, that's pretty embarrassing. Maybe they were like short ones.
I know. We need to figure this out. Maybe they.
Yeah, I guess if they're like mid thigh, you could like it could ride up. Could happen.
It rides up, and I mean, who knows? I'll never know. I'll just
rides up, flops out.
That.
That's what happened.
But it flopped out, and it was on his opponent. It's like he's like wrestling and pinning him down.
That's one way to win. I gotta be honest. That's one way to win. Okay, my last story comes from Cup of Joe blog, and Claire writes, I went to see David Sedaris with my husband. The reading was great, but after there was a Q&A, which was pretty painful. The questions people asked were all predictable and boring, and David Sedaris seemed like he was struggling to keep it interesting. A woman asked him, what's on your bucket list? I took a big swig from my water bottle. Completely deadpan, he replied with something that was completely inappropriate and offensive. The audience was frozen and extremely tense until he followed up with, just kidding, but I would like to visit Thailand someday. The joke was so unexpected and shocking that I burst out laughing without ever swallowing that swig of water. I spat an entire mouthful of water all over the back of the woman's head sitting in front of me. My husband shrank into his seat in horror as I fell all over myself trying to apologize to this poor woman who never turned around to even look at me or asked what just happened to
her. That's awful.
I love this so much.
So do I.
She stared completely forward and refused to respond to me other than pushing me away when I tried pathetically to dry her dripping head with my sweater.
I can't believe this.
It was horrible and unfortunately the exact sort of thing that I would do.
Okay. Why didn't she at least just turn around and say, what happened?
Like,
what was that?
Not even acknowledging it, which is the funniest part. She just got an probably because she knew, because she heard, and then literally got blasted like an elephant trunk in the back of her head with
water.
She's
like, don't make me miss one more line of David. Sedaris.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not even going to turn around right now because I am so fucking pissed at you. I am not even going to turn around.
It's so funny.
She's like, if I turn around, I'm beating your ass. So I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen, even though my head is drenched and you're literally dabbing your freaking sweater on the back of my head. I love that she's like swatting her away too.
Yeah,
she's like swatting behind her.
Oh my God. That's so funny. That is so funny. People's reactions are very funny. Like that kind of reaction is so specific and so random. It's hilarious.
I don't know how you not turn around. I'm sure I would have been like, and like
I would have
turned
like
around
fallen
like, what
forward.
The hell? And then she would have been like, I'm so sorry. And I'd be like, ugh, it's okay.
I would have been like, it's not okay. Get out of here. I would have started an altercation.
You would have beat her up.
Yeah. Beat her up.
Middle of the show.
Knocked her teeth out. No, I wouldn't have.
I kept them in a jar. Throwback.
And become a tattoo artist. These are shoutbacks to last week.
A tattoo artist with a drill.
God, turn the drill off right now. That's what I say. Okay, this is my last story. An anonymous writes, I recently founded a startup and applied to a startup incubator. All the startups that applied, about 10 of us, had a joint kickoff call where everyone had to introduce themselves and was assigned a mentor. I was doing the video call from my office, and in the room next door sat my office buddy, let's call him Alex, minding his own business. The call started, and I had my microphone muted to avoid background noise, my headphones on, and my webcam off, okay? So his microphone's off, his headphones are on, his webcam's off. Webcams are off. Anyways, one of the startups presenting was run by a mutual acquaintance of mine and Alex's. We'll call him Florian. At some point, I had connection issues and got kicked out of the call. When I rejoined, Florian was in the middle of introducing his startup. That's when I had a brilliant idea. I called Alex over so he could check out Florian's presentation. Since my webcam was off, I figured, why not have some fun? I told Alex to stand next to the screen, but with his backside, so his bare ass, facing it. So it looked like Florian was giving a presentation with a giant ass next to him. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got my phone out, ready to take the perfect photo. And then disaster struck. Through my headphones, I suddenly heard Florian's voice say, I can hear you. My heart stopped. It hit me like a truck. I had forgotten to mute myself after rejoining the call. Everyone had just heard me scheming about the ass prank.
Oh, man.
So he's like, hey, pull down your pants, put your butt right by Florian's face. Like, everyone heard it. I turned bright red. My mentor, an older, serious-looking man, probably in his 60s, was staring at me through the screen. And guess who was next in line to introduce themselves? Me, with my webcam on. At that moment, all I wanted was for the earth to open up and swallow me whole, but no such luck. I had to sit there, turn on my camera, and act like a professional entrepreneur who totally deserved to be in this program. Most awkward moment ever. That's so funny. You can't just sit there and be like, all right, I'm gonna present. You have to be like, buddy, get in here. Pull down your pants and stick your butt in the screen. I gotta get this picture, you know?
Yeah. Oof. You done did it.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beat red, you can email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.